Chapter 4. About 5 minutes after I left Thomas's place, I found myself instinctively checking the rearview mirror every couple of seconds and recognized the quiet tension that had begun to flow through me. My gut was telling me that I'd picked up a tail. Granted, it was only an intuition, but hey, wizard over here. My instincts had earned enough credibility to make me pay attention to them. If they told me someone was following me, it was time to start watching my back. If someone was following me, it wasn't necessarily connected to the current situation with Morgan. I mean, it didn't absolutely have to be, right? But I hadn't survived a ton of ugly furballs by being thick all of the time. Generally, maybe, but not all the time. And I'd be an idiot to assume that my sudden company was unconnected to Morgan. I took a few turns purely for fun, but I couldn't spot any vehicles following mine. That didn't necessarily mean anything. A good surveillance team, working together, could follow a target all but invisibly, especially at night, when every car on the road looked pretty much like the same pair of headlights. Just because I couldn't see them didn't mean that they weren't there. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up, and I felt my shoulders ratcheting tighter with each passing streetlight. What if my pursuer wasn't in a car? My imagination promptly treated me to visions of numerous winged horrors, soaring silently on bat-like wings just above the level of the ambient light of the city, preparing to dive down upon the blue beetle and tear it into strips of sheet metal. The streets were busy, as they almost always were in this part of town. It was one hell of a public location for a hit, but that didn't automatically preclude the possibility. It had happened to me before. I chewed on my lower lip and thought. I couldn't go back to my apartment until I was sure that I'd shaken the tail. To do that, I'd have to spot him. I wasn't going to get through the next 2 days without taking some chances. I figured I might as well get started. I drew in a deep breath, focused my thoughts, and blinked slowly, once. When I opened my eyes again, I brought my sight along with them. A wizard's sight, his ability to perceive the world around him in a vastly broadened spectrum of interacting forces, is a dangerous gift. Whether it's called spirit vision, or inner sight, or the third eye, it lets you perceive things you'd otherwise never be able to interact with. It shows you the world the way it really is. Matter all intertwined with a universe of energy, of magic. The sight can show you beauty that would make angels weep humble tears, and terrors that the black goat with 1,000 young wouldn't dare use for its kids' bedtime stories. Whatever you see, the good, the bad, the insanity-inducing, it sticks with you forever. You can't ever forget it, and time doesn't blur the memories. It's yours. Permanently. Wizards who run around using their sight willy-nilly wind up bonkers. My third eye showed me Chicago in its true shape, and for a second I thought I'd been teleported to Vegas. Energy ran through the streets, the buildings, the people, appearing to me as slender filaments of light that ran this way and that, plunging into solid objects and out the other side without interruption. The energies coursing through the grand old buildings had a solid and unmoving stability about them, as did the city streets. But the rest of it, the random energies generated by the thoughts and emotions of 8 million people, was completely unplanned and coursed everywhere in frenetic, haphazard, garish color. Clouds of emotion were interspersed with the flickering campfire sparks of ideas. Heavy, flowing streams of deep thought rolled slowly beneath blazing, dancing gems of joy. The muck of negative emotions clung to surfaces, staining them darker, while fragile bubbles of dreams floated blissfully toward kaleidoscope stars. Holy crap! I could barely see the lines on the road through all of that. I checked over my shoulder, seeing each occupant of the cars behind me clearly, as brilliantly lit shapes of white that skittered with other colors that changed with thoughts, moods, and personalities. If I'd been closer to them, I'd have been able to see more details about them, though they would be subject to my subconscious interpretation. Even at this distance, though, I could tell that they were all mortals. That was a relief, in some ways. I'd be able to spot any wizard strong enough to be one of the wardens. If whoever was pursuing me was a normal, It was almost certain that the wardens hadn't caught up to Morgan yet.